This is Day to Day. I'm Adeline Brand at NPR's Bureau in New York.
And I'm Alex Chadwick at Felipe's Cafe here in downtown Los Angeles, home of the 9-cent coffee, not so deep, but really cheap. Coming up, fighting words from two California politicians. They're sisters by blood. They're divided by their primary choices.
And Alex, you and I are divided today, too, but only by geography. We're in the two biggest prizes of Super Tuesday, California and New York. There are more delegates at stake in these two states than anywhere else tomorrow.
So, how to make sense of the biggest primary day in American history? We're going to turn to NPR senior Washington editor and knower of all things electoral, Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back. There are a whole lot of states in between California and New York that are voting tomorrow as well. Let's just begin with the Republicans. Which of these states are most important to the Republicans?
New York and California, of course, are important to the Republicans, and John McCain is in a dominant position in both of those states and has been really since he won the Florida primary. And McCain is in good shape just about everywhere where there are major Republican figures endorsing him in recent days. Now, as for Mitt Romney, he's got to look around, and he's got to figure he doesn't have much chance in the places that love the New York Giants, for starters. That's New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, most of Connecticut. Those are all winner-take-all states that are really looking good for John McCain right now. But Mitt Romney ought to be able to count on a win in Massachusetts. That's his home state. And he's also hoping in the East to win in Georgia, and he looks competitive in West Virginia. Now, further out west, Mitt's got hopes in Minnesota, North Dakota, maybe Colorado, Montana, and Alaska, and of course, Utah, the most Mormon state in the Union. And he should at least get a good, respectable share of the vote in California.
And Ron, you know, people are talking about this as if it were a two-man race. Mike Huckabee, though, is still in the race today. He's saying he's going to stick with it. And there are four states, as I understand it, up for grabs in the South, and where there are a lot of evangelical voters. Of course, Arkansas, his home state, is also going to the polls tomorrow. So what are his chances there in the South?
I think he'll make a pretty strong showing in the South, and he'll get a share of the vote because we don't have so many winner-take-all situations. So not only in Arkansas, but I think he's also got a shot in Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, possibly even Tennessee, although that might be a bit more of a reach.
How about the Democrats, Ron? Again, you know, California and New York, the biggest delegate counters, but many other states as well for them to contest.
Yes, and other big ones include Illinois, which is, of course, Barack Obama's home state. New Jersey, which had looked very solid for Hillary Clinton but has become competitive in the most recent polls. And down in Georgia, where about half the voters are going to be African American, that could be a situation like South Carolina, where Barack won big. Massachusetts, that had been another stronghold for Hillary, but with the endorsements from the governor and both the Democratic senators, of course, including Ted Kennedy, that has become more competitive. Missouri, the polls had been showing that not close, but now the latest polls show Barack really making a move there. And the same could be said of Minnesota, Colorado, and Arizona. That's quite a few states.
What do you think about the messages these candidates are putting out now? What have you been listening to over the weekend, and what are you gleaning from it?
They're trying again to go to their strengths. Hillary Clinton is again emphasizing experience and emphasizing her command of policy questions, particularly with respect to health care, and she is the master or mistress of details. On the other hand, Barack Obama is playing to his large strength of packing out the large halls with 10,000, 15,000, 20, and even 25,000 people, even in places like Boise, Idaho, with his, if you will, rock star power, and talking again a lot about his opposition to the war in Iraq before he came to the Senate, and Hillary Clinton's vote for authorizing force in Iraq before Barack got to the Senate that led, of course, to the invasion of Iraq.
Ron, you know, the pollsters have been proven wrong over and over again, also the political pundits. But would you care to stake your political reputation on predicting an outcome tomorrow?
Come on, Ron.
I'll stake what reputation I have. I believe John McCain will come out substantially ahead on the Republican side and make it look as though he's going to be the nominee, although perhaps not by the margin that the polls would suggest. I think Romney will be able to do better than the polls are suggesting for him. I think Barack Obama is going to make Super Tuesday a close event, but Hillary Clinton will come out ahead on the scoreboard both by number of states and by number of delegates.
All right, NPR's political electoral swami in Washington, thank you very much.
Thank you both.